Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation, Professor Bladen Zimande, kicked off his official visit to the People's Republic of China on Sunday, the 8th of June, 2025. The minister visited the Beijing University of Chinese Medicine. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Later on the same day, I should have been part of this trip, mind you, he visited the Aerospace Information Research Institute of the Chinese Academy of Sciences. So both institutions, the minister was received by the heads of these institutions and you've taken on an official tour of their facilities. So we've got Professor Chin from UNISA online, who is at the event currently. Professor, good afternoon. Ni hao. Xie xie. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, my colleagues. Thank you very much. So I'm in China, now. So it's the evening in China. And I'm so happy to get the news. Our minister was in China and also visited the two very high level institutions in China. Thank you very much. And thank you very much.
Now, Professor Chin, this is an extremely important visit of undertaken by our minister, Minister Bladen Zimande, to the People's Republic of China. Not only do we have a relationship that extends to the BRICS economic bloc, but more than that, South Africa and the People's Republic of China share a relationship beyond two decades. So this is a very strategic visit by our minister to the People's Republic of China.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. It's very important. It's very important visiting for our honorable minister to come to the People's Republic of China. So, according to my understanding, between South Africa and China, we have done lots of collaboration, including the education, including high education, the professors exchange and student exchange, and also the joint lab. The joint research and so on. And also, if you look at the information or news, you can find out our minister. So not only the Department of Science and Technology, the innovation, and also the NRF, the HSRC, CSR, CSIR, and also SACNASP, and also other institution, they also come to China. I think now between China and South Africa, we are not only the BRI. BRI means the Belt and Road Initiative. So this platform are very important. And also just now, you mentioned about the BRICS. So therefore, the BRICS collaboration between the South Africa and China are also a very important collaboration and collaborator and so on.
So,
and also for this year, for the let me finish.
Yes.
I'm sorry, just maybe 30 seconds. And even for the G20 this year, for South Africa and China, they played a very important role in this collaboration and in this platform. The Global South and so on. So it means what? It means for between the South Africa and China, they have already got this collaboration and the platform. So for our minister for the science and technology to come to China, because you know if you look at China, so science and technology is in America, it's also in China. So for the other minister to come this side, so it's very important and is the significance of this visiting. Thank you, my colleagues.
So, Professor Chin, the significance of Minister Bladen Zimande visiting the People's Republic of China, continuing to enhance ties with China in respect of our relationship in the BRICS economic bloc. China has become a global force, not only in terms of the global south, but also sharing technology, artificial intelligence, etc. And we understand that there may also be major opportunities for South African students to study abroad, particularly in China. So from the perspective even of opportunities for our students to study at various tertiary institutions in China, I'm sure those opportunities exist as well.
You're right. For the young people, for the youth, for the students, I think it's very important for me to mention SASCO. So even now I'm in China. I have stayed in China for more than 2 weeks now. So even tomorrow I'm going to the China Africa China Africa science, economic and trade expo there. So for this trip, I would like to bring more opportunity to the SASCO. SASCO is a South Africa students congress. So it means what? It means for our honorable minister probably to come to China. Because, you know, as I mentioned, and as you mentioned in at the beginning, so for the AI, for the big data, for the 5G, Huawei, and whatever, so they are also in China. So it means in the future, for after our minister, because the minister is very high level, but we also need to bring this collaboration on the ground. It's also for the students. If the students, they can come to China, get scholarship, or also get this opportunity to come to China's university or institution to get this opportunity or to study here, maybe they can bring this technology, come back to our certificate. You know, for the AI, for the 5G, or maybe for the big data, for the 3D printing and so on. So for this one, yeah, South Africa, we are fine, but for the whole Africa, because South Africa is the science and technology engine for the whole Africa. If these students come to China, they can get more of this technology and bring back to South Africa and then expand to the Africa. I think it's very important for the South Africa science and technology, and even for the Africa for the SDG 2013 SDG, and also for the African Union 2016 3 agenda. I think this trip is very important. Yes, it's very important for the students and for the young people. I also want to our SASCO member and our SASCO SASCO leadership can hear this good news, and also to hear Prof. Qin now is working very hard as well from his perspective to work for Tadifik and to work for the students and work for the young people and the women and so on. Thank you.
Professor Qin, thanks so much for joining us on PM Drive and Voice of the Cape. 谢谢, 再见.